Good evening, Simon Kuf Mem. We're moving on. Dinei Hefseg beBirkas HaTorah. Okay, we're referring now, we're learning now the halachas of what happens if in the middle of Birkas HaTorah there is an issue arising, such as, HaKorah BaTorah VeNishtatek, somebody was lining, VeNishtatek suddenly went silent, he just couldn't talk anymore, he froze, he couldn't anymore. We're talking about the Baal Korah. Now, HaOymeit, somebody, the sub who is taking over, Yaschel Mamakam Sheschel Arishon, he should take over from the place where the first Baal Korah, where he started. So don't continue where he stopped, but rather you go back to the beginning. So again, HaKorah BaTorah, somebody's learning the Torah, when he started, he went silent. HaOymeit, the one who takes over, Miyazchil should start Mimokum Sheischel Arishon, from where the former started, Vivorich Batchila, he should make the Brach Rishoina, Asher Boch Abonu, Uvasoif in the Brach of Asher Nasalonu. Well, the Rambam, according to the opinion of the Rambam, Lo Yivorich Batchila, he should indeed go back to the former place, but he should not make Brach Rishoina, Asher Boch Abonu. Yeah. So we're learning here that the Shulchan Aruch says you go back to the beginning. And we'll see soon what the Mishbu explains why. Very beginning, we'll see soon why. We'll see soon what the Mishbu is going to explain why. And the Ramah adds to this, even nowadays, that it's not, there's a different person, the Aliyah LeTorah and the person leaning are two different people, right? The person who goes up is not necessarily the person who leans, generally. So nevertheless, it makes no difference. The same halacha will apply. So if the person who leans gets stuck, says the Shulchan Aruch, in the first opinion, what happens is, the Baal Korah gets completely stuck, he doesn't know, he can't continue, you will have another person going back, and you'll have to start from the beginning where he started from. Why is that? Mishneh Berurah, Seif Katan, but he should not start. He should not start from the place that the first Baal Korah stopped. He should make a bracha before Asher Boch Abonu, v'lachem bracha of Asher Nasalonu. She'im kein, because if so, you always sum up psukim shekor harishon. What will inevitably happen is that the psukim that were aligned by the first person, nizbocho lifneihem, they will have a bracha prior to them, v'loi lachareihem, but there is no bracha after them. For kol shken, even more so, im yaschel b'mokim she'posek harishon, If he starts from where he stopped, v'yivorech achreim levat, if he just carries on from where the former stopped and he carries on from there, v'yivorech achreim levat, and he was going to make bracha after that, he still can't do that. Tavle arishonim bracha lifneim, because then the first psukim, they will have a bracha before that, v'loy lachem, and there was no bracha after that. V'achroinim lachem v'loy lifneim, and the bracha, and the psukim at the end, they will have a bracha after them, but they won't have a bracha before them. You should start from the very beginning again. Before and after. So in other words, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that if there is any leaning taking place, the Baal Korah needs to ensure that there is a bracha before and there is a bracha after. Asher Boch Abonu, Asher Nasalonu after. There must be a good English word for that. There must be cohesive, that sounds good. Yeah, I don't exactly know what he means, but it sounds very good. So there must be a bracha before and a bracha after. Now, in a regular case, a person gets called up for leaning, he makes Asher Boch Abonu, there's leaning taking place, Asher Nasalonu at the end, and Shalom Al Yisrael. What happens if he's nishtatek? He's suddenly, the Baal Korah, so there's a bracha, the Baal Korah leans, and suddenly he gets stuck. What should we do now? What's the right procedure now? Because we have a rule. Now, Psukim always needs to have a bracha before and a bracha after. What are you going to do now? So somebody else takes over now and he's going to continue. You're going to have a problem over here. If that's going to be the case, somebody just carries on now in the middle of a pasuk, or even if it's the pasuk before, and even in the middle of the laning, what's going to happen is that, well, what do you want to suggest he should do? If you tell me that he should just carry on laning, you've got a problem over here. Because then the bracha, the psukim that we said before that, they were not ended off with a Ashana Sananu. It's what's going on over here, because there's another new Balkaya now. A new Balkaya, new person laning, so there was no Ashana Sananu to the first psukim. Does that make sense? And therefore, we are forced to really do the inevitable, is that we ask the new Baal Kerah now, okay, you have to go back to the beginning, because like this, you're going to have, ensure there's going to be a bracha before and a bracha after. So it's true that the first bracha and the first psukim that were learned, they were lost. It's true. But at least, what we've got the rule that there's going to be for the second learning, there's going to be bracha before and bracha after. Does that make sense? So you always need to go back to the former psukim. That's according to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. No.
Or even Bisman Hazeh, the person who's come out to lay, makes the bracha as well after.
Bisman Hazeh, it will be. Bisman Hazeh, it will be.
Referring to.
Yes, it will be. The latter. Yeah. The Mishneh Berurah says there's a lomdus over here. This Mishneh Berurah is a lomdus of Mishneh Berurah now, coming in Sifkot and Gimel. You cannot rely on the bracha that was said by the first person. Because the person who makes a bracha, he's not moitzi others. Elo, only kol echad ve'echad min hakurim, every person who is called up, mevoich le'atzem, makes a bracha for himself. This is a lomdus of Mishneh Berurah. You could argue that you don't need the second person making a new bracha. Again, what's the scenario? We've got a person who's called up. He says Asher Bracha Bonu. It's a person laning, and now what happens is that he freezes. He freezes. He can't continue laning. So now we've got somebody else now taking over. Somebody else lanes now, and he's going to start from. We said he's starting from the beginning, and he's going to say a new bracha rishon Asher Bracha Bonu. The question the Mishneh Berurah poses over here is the following question. Why does the second person who comes up now makes a new aliyah? Why can we not, are you not going to say that the first person who gets an aliyah, he was moitzi anybody else? So that will therefore save you from making a new bracha. Why can you not say that the person who was called up, he said Asher Bracha Bonu, he was moitzi everybody? So if that's the case, he can rely on that person being moitzi others. Why do you now, the second person who's being called up now, because of the Balkir who froze, why does he need to make a new bracha? Why does he need to make a new bracha? Rely on the first one being moitzi others. Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference. Why assuming it makes a difference? Yeah, but here it's a bedi'avet. We didn't want him to freeze. The Mishnah Berurah actually says specifically, it's even if he didn't read anything, he just literally, he just wanted to start and he froze. Say, Allah, this is not lachatchile, we're talking about a massive bedi'avet over here. We need the brachas to have a bracha, we need the laning to have a bracha before and after. So what we're learning from here is an interesting fact that it seems that your person who is not, that's really what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's an important rule, that a person who is called up for an aliyah, he's not actually moitzi others. He's not moitzi others. He does the bracha for himself. Of course, we respond and we say, but he's not moitzi us. It's his own personal bracha. Consequently, he can't be moitzi others with that. Okay, that's what the rule there is, underlying rule behind this Mishnah Berurah over here. Okay. We are ready for safe base. Somebody who is called up, and he made a bracha prior to that, Asher Bracha Bonu, and he leaned a few psukim, and then interrupted, and suddenly he realized this pasuk over here has got a good shtickle Torah on this. And he started going off topic a little bit. He said, Rabbi, listen to what I've got to say on this pasuk here. And he went straight onto a shir, onto that. Oy, alternatively, divrei chol. He actually didn't have a shiur, but he wants to speak about Brexit. He had something to say. So he went off in the middle of learning. Imagine that. He was an opportunity, once a lifetime opportunity. He's got the whole shul listening to him. He took the opportunity. Lo yav hefsek. You know, it says the shulchan aruch, it's not constant interruption. You don't have to go back in menubach. Imagine that. He didn't mess it all up. So he made boch rishona, and he learned this in the shulchan aruch times. He went straight to Lane, and after laning a few psukim, he either said the Dvar Torah or he went Divrei Chol. Now, and then eventually stopped. I don't know how they managed to stop him, but eventually they stopped. Now the halacha is Einu Tzorich Lachzor Levorich. It's not, he doesn't have to return and say a new bracha. It's fine. We just get on with it, and it's fine. It's not considered an interruption. Why is that? What's your take on it? Why is that? He said psukim. He said good psukim. Mishnah Berurah says as follows in Sifkot and Vav. For korah miktzas psukim. Ve'ein chiluk, there is no distinction bein shekorah posuk echot, whether he leaned one posuk, or he came up psukim or numerous psukim. It doesn't make a difference. Havol b'loy korah dain klal, but if he leaned nothing at all yet, him hiftzik, if he interrupted, afilu b'divrei Torah, even if he straight to Asha, after Asher b'chaboni, straight away said the Dvar Torah, he said, Torah matters. Kiven, since, shuloi me'inin akia, it's not connected at all to the laning, tzorich lachzor levorech, he needs to make a new brocha. But over here in this particular case, since he laned a little bit, mamash, as you are saying, since he laned a little bit, the brocha was chal on something, the brocha worked, because he laned. Ve'afilu soch mila achas, even if he said one word, u'kmoi b'chol b'kis ha'mitzvos ha'nenin, if he didn't learn any, he didn't say any laning, but straight after the bracha, he went straight and started talking. Even one word. If they, like any other birkas hamitzvos or birkas hanenin, to tzorich lachzor levorech im hifzik techavach habracha. If a person said a bracha, whether it's a birkas hamitzvos, netilas lulav, achilas matzah, or whether it's birkas hanenin, shahakol, or whatever the bracha is, if you said the bracha and you didn't, and straight away after the bracha, you said even one word, straight away, says the Mishnah Berurah says, you won't yotzi your bracha, and you have to say the bracha again. So similarly here as well, if you said the bracha, and you didn't lain at all, you're going to have a problem. Even if you didn't take your mind away, it doesn't help. Since you didn't start with a mitzvah yet, it's not falling on anything, it's not going on anything. So if it was a Asher b'chabonu, it depends. Have you said one word of the laning or not? If you've said one word of laning, the bracha was chal on something, and that's fine. But if you didn't say anything, then the bracha was not chal at all. If you spoke for the laning purposes, then it's fine, even if you didn't lane yet. But that's also not ideal. It doesn't make a difference if you're talking in Hebrew, Loshna Kodesh, or in any other language. So, but the interesting point over here is that it's for a laning related issue, you'd be allowed to speak. So what would be an example for that?
Where's the place?
That's right. Yeah, very good. So he said, Asher b'chabonu, and then good, because he hasn't actually, he wants to know, where's the place? Oh,
Zalt.
But here it makes no difference at all. Here it makes no difference at all, yeah.
What is the difference to Sivanah? Are they both instances where you stop the laning?
You're saying why, in this particular case...
It seems like the case is the same, but the chapter is different.
Yeah, but you're right. I think Reb Gideon's point is correct.
Because he's going to carry on.
Yeah, that must be the answer. Correct. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Of course, the Chachamim want to not interrupt, obviously, but that's but if it did happen, that's the halacha. Yeah. Okay. Siv Gimel is very, very nagya lemaisa. Has it ever happened to you that the Sefer Torah was opened up for you and you had an aliyah and then it turns out that it was opened in the wrong place? He showed you, or he didn't show to you, but it turns out that it was open, the Sefer Torah was open in the wrong place. And afterwards he wants to start learning, he says, oh, and then afterwards he starts running Sefer Torah to the left, to the right, up and down. And it turns out that it was a mistake. Okay, so what is that a problem or not? Is that a problem or not?
Depends how much it is.
Depends on how much it is. Meaning that what? That if it is? If it's in a completely wrong place, it would be a problem. Good. Okay, so the starting point that we need to know is that when we make a bracha on the takana of the bracha is not just on a universal kind of asher bochabonu, universal kind of Sefer Torah which is in front of us, but the bracha that we actually say is specifically referring to the leaning that is going to take place. Consequently, we can appreciate the shaila, what happens if it's in the wrong place? Is the bracha chal or not? And that's what the Shulchan Aruch is going to address now. What happens if it was open in the wrong place? Somebody was called up for leaning, and he was shown the place that you're meant to lean. And he made the bracha, he started to lean. Even he didn't quite start to lean. And they surely remember, oh no, we got something wrong here. You're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong, it doesn't mean different pasha altogether. It means a different part of the lane. It's elsewhere. We need to lean something else. We need to lean something else. The God of Sefer Torah, and it was then rolled as lemokim to the place where you need to lean. Yesh oimrim, some say, she'einu tzarech lachzer levoich, some say you don't need to make a new bracha, v'yesh oimrim, some say, she'tzarech, that actually, yes, you do need to make a new bracha. Why? Sivkotn chesem mishnebura, yesh oimrim she'tzarech tzarech. So, the chiddush is, some say you don't need to, and the mishnebura explains the reason, why would you not need to make, tamoy, the reason for that opinion is, mistome, This opinion is that if the Sefer Torah is in front of you, it doesn't really matter. You don't have you kind of have in mind the as the Mishnah says, "Mistomet daitol kol pasha Torah munaches lefonov." Anything that is before me will be included in my bracha. A person's mind is big enough to think about the whole, I don't only want to make a bracha on what we're meant to lay. My bracha is more global kind of bracha. And according to this opinion, we're going to see soon if we pass it like that. According to this opinion, actually, although it's opened up in the wrong place, it won't matter. That's the first opinion. The second opinion strongly disagrees with that. And he holds as follows in Zivkotn Tes. No, actually do need to make a new bracha. Of course, if a person makes a bracha, he doesn't have kavon in his bracha. The intention of a person is to make a bracha on what he was shown. He was shown by Davar Hashem Elohim Shleimo. That's what he's minded. If that's what the Baal Kohel showed him, that's the right place. Then, if the place was shown to him, that's his intention, and that's what the broch is on. Balkein, therefore, if you got the wrong place, you need to make a new broch. Because we're achoinim, and the achoinim write, the noyagin lemaise kayesh umazeh. The achoinim say that the minig is like this second opinion, that if it was the wrong place, you need to make a new bracha. You'll need to make a new bracha because that's what, if you're shown a place, it was the wrong place, your mind was focused on that, and therefore you made the wrong bracha. You need to be rolled up to the right place, and you make a bracha there, a new bracha. It doesn't make a difference if it was a completely different parsha altogether, or even if it was within the same parsha, but it needs to be mishal, it needs to be plain changed a little bit. It doesn't make a difference how far off it was.
So you have to roll, but you just want to go down a
Oh, he's going to get to that. But with all this, if it's in a different place altogether, you'll need to make a new bracha. And that's really the words that's going to Rabbi Kagan. Listen to the Duke, what he says. Certainly, his mind, the bracha had in mind when he was saying the bracha, what he had in mind. Only al masha'enu megudah lefalov. That in his mind was only what was revealed in front of him. What was not revealed in front of him was not included in the bracha. But it implies that. What does it imply, Rabbi Kagan? Going back to your point, she'en lohaya daito bivekase al masha'enu megudah lefalov. So it implies that anything that was megudah lefalov, anything that was revealed before him, you will not make a new bracha, because that's covered with your bracha. In other words, if the Baal Kore showed you a place, and you make a bracha on it, and then after he turns out that it was actually the wrong place. He showed you the top, and really leaning was in from the bottom. Or he showed you the bottom, and the leaning was from the top. Or anything within the open up, the place that was open. On that, that's right, Gvil, the halacha is, there. Now it turns out that it was within the open. It was in the open area. The halacha is you will not need to make a new bracha, because normally a person to make a bracha don't necessarily dafke mean exactly what the Baal Kol shows you. It means more general, the whole page. So therefore, you won't need to make a new bracha. You don't mean so. You're not so specific. But if it was a wrong, it was not open at all, then you'll have to make a new bracha. Yeah. Yeah, even then. Yeah, I know. But even then, according to this opinion, even then. Because you know, it's more, I hear you, oh, but nevertheless. Now, there is over here a bi'alocha. And I must be honest with you, I don't fully understand the bi'alocha. I think we understand the main concept of the Mishneh Berurah. Yeah, that if it's open up that area, then it's fine. Otherwise, you have to make a new bracha. Yeah, so far, so good. Now, I would like to share with you a bi'alocha, and I hope you'll be able to help me understanding this bi'alocha. Bi'alocha says, I think it's very nagel ma'isa. Bi'alocha says as follows. Can we look at the side of Iskiru? I'm a prima goldim, it brings a prima goldim, and this prima goldim, Rav Eliashiv, passes like this prima goldim, many poets can do as well. So he says as follows, I'm a prima goldim, this halach is only if you were shown a certain pasha, and you had intention for this particular pasha. But what happened was after the bracha, it became known, it was known, actually need to learn something completely different. And therefore, the halacha is, you make a new bracha, given to base a bracha, given aleo. When you made the bracha, there wasn't a new intention, you had a complete different intention. Now, look at the, this is the key words, what comes out. Masha enkein. However, if there was a genuine mishap there, absolute mistake, they open up the Sefer Torah and they didn't look properly at all. They thought that's where the laning of this week's taking place, but they muddled up, they made a mistake. Laning is not here at all. And after this, it became known. This is a totally different pasha. And they needed to turn the Sefer Torah to the right place. Ain't a hefsek, it's not considered a hefsek. Kaven sin shadai, shekavanosu yoy mitchila pasha. Because that really was, he had a different intention altogether. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah, that's the Prima Godim says, and that's how the Rav Eliashiv paskens. I don't fully get it. Can you?
Stam, if he's not really concentrating on where it is, then what's in front of him is what his kavanah is.
So what is the Prima Godim saying? What does he mean? מה שאין כן, אם היו עצם הדור ובתוס, if there was a genuine mistake, כגון, such as שפוסחו ספר תויר, they opened ספר תויר, ולא ידיקתיקו לירויס, they didn't look carefully, וסוברו and they held, ששום כסוב הפרשת חוי וזיום, they thought that that's where the learning, today's learning has to take place.
They all knew the parshas for Shalach, yeah. For some reason it was wrong to both, but they all had in mind it was for Shalach. So if we made the bracha, we had in mind it was for...
Then the halacha is...
That's the Tosis is talking about, I think, and therefore the halacha doesn't need to make up a bracha, because his bracha was on the right place. Okay, it wasn't in front of him, but the kavana was right.
Ah. Do you hear that?
I didn't hear about that. Of course, one is the kavana, one is
the kavana. What? Explain. What happened? In which case did the people got him say... Let's Bishalach, this case, yeah?
And after you said the bracha, then know the loy that it's the wrong one.
That it's the wrong, that this is not Bishalach, or we're not learning Bishalach? On Parsh Bishalach.
Second bracha, second case is.
Yeah, one second, what happened? Yeah, what happened? Then it turns out that he was not Bishalach in front of you, or that it's Parsh Yisroel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which one? Which one of the two? It turns out it's not Bishalach this week?
Yeah.
But what he has in front of you is Bishalach. Okay.
In some cases, you just make the bracha without any kavanah.
That's... What does it mean? Etzem adovah betos.
Why is that case better then? Why is the same case better? There's no kavanah at all. Why is that better? That seems better. The same case is better.
Yeah.
Kavanah.
So what did you say? You said it's like different usach. You said that if... Say repeat again.
Right kavanah for the right parsha. It just so happens it was rolled incorrectly. But he had always had in mind...
Uh-huh.
The original case to Mr. Brewer was
okay.
Where he didn't even know, he was just stumped with a bracha, and he had the wrong parsha in front of him, so he's not concentrated on the right place.
Then the halacha is?
He has to make another bracha.
Make any bracha. The words are, the case that you will not make a new bracha, and I think this is very nagea. The case that you don't need to know in bracha, the bialocha's words in the name of the Bimei Godim is, if the actual matter was a mistake, kegoin, such as, sheposchu sefer Torah, they open up a sefer Torah, v'lo yedikdiku liros, they didn't look carefully, v'sovru, and they held, shesham ksuv v'pash chov v'zayom, today's learning is going to be from here, v'berich aleo, and you made the bracha on this, this is a totally different parsh in front of me. Then, and a hefsek, it's not considered a hefsek, you don't need to make a new bracha. That's what you're saying, you don't need to make. Can you repeat again, once again?
He has a kavanah for the right place, it says. Say the kavanah is kavanah sahayom mitchila, the parsh zu. The kavanah was right. He's got, it's parsh b'shalach.
It is parsh b'shalach this week.
It's parsh b'shalach.
Yeah.
He has, when he makes a bracha, he has kavanah, it's parshas b'shalach. They open it up. Oops, it's not showing parshas b'shalach in here. It's been rolled back a week still, or forward a week.
Yeah.
Let's move it to b'shalach. He doesn't have to repeat the bracha.
Because in man, you had b'shalach.
Yes.
You don't need to make a new bracha. Okay, Chiddush Din, according to Mr. Shanholz, and I think it definitely sounds right, understanding in the Prima Godim is that if you know that this, what's this week's learning is meant to be, it's a big chiddush l'alocha. It's because that means that if somebody, it's a big chiddush she passed at this prima godim. That if you know which parsha it is, you meant to lay, and you're shown the wrong setter altogether, and you made the bracha, and then afterwards they roll it to the right place. If you know what you meant to lay today, you don't have to make a new bracha according to prima godim and Mr. Shenholz and the Mishnah Bura and Rav Eliashiv. Yeah. Good. So according to this, what do people do generally if there's a mishap? They'll make a new bracha. They realize, oh, is that the Prima Godim? It's probably anyway on the same Vilna Stoma, no? Okay. So if it's Pasuach Lefonov, even without the Prima Godim, you'd be okay. If they open up, the shadow would be if you have to open up more. So what? So now we're learning according to Prima Godim, you don't have to make a new bracha. Without the Prima Godim, you'd have to make a new bracha. Good evening, Abayisa.